After they finally reached the top 40, the lineup for Fleetwood Mac changed once again. They would restart the band and achieve their greatest success to date with their second self-titled album, Fleetwood Mac, which went gold on this date, December 5th, 1975. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Fleetwood Mac had gone through lineup changes before, but this time they had no guitarist as Bob Welch left the group after their ninth album, Heroes Are Hard to Find. The new lineup began when Mick Fleetwood was searching for a new studio to record in. He heard about Sound City in California, and he heard a tape demonstrating the studio capabilities. A tape of Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, who recorded their debut album there, and he made a mental note of it. When Fleetwood asked Buckingham to become the new guitarist, he was told that Nicks had to come as well or no deal. And although Lindsey Buckingham was reluctant that he wouldn't be in complete creative control, it did offer both he and Nicks stability after the commercial failure of the Buckingham-Nicks album. Upon meeting the rest of the band, the new fivesome got along immediately, and after 2 weeks of rehearsals, they entered the studio and quickly cranked out a set of songs that included some pre-existing Buckingham-Nicks material. Although they clicked musically, the personal relationships in the band were falling apart. Christine and John McVie's marriage was nearing its end, and Buckingham and Nicks were close to breaking up, and the air of uncertainty would help create some iconic songs, including Landslide. The album was released in the summer, and initial sales were slow, but the band toured heavily. Eventually, things caught on with Over My Head reaching the top 20, followed by the massive hits Rhiannon and Say You Love Me. By the following fall, over a year after its release, the album reached the top of the charts, ultimately selling more than 5 million copies. It may have been slow to succeed, but the signs were there when the second album titled Fleetwood Mac went gold on this date, December 5th, 1975, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.